Yelena Firsova, our next composer, was born in Leningrad in 1950 and began to compose as a schoolgirl even before she began taking composition lessons in 1966. She studied composition at the Moscow Conservatory from 1970 to 1975. She became friends with Edison Denisov in 1975, and she refers to Denisov, who exerted a profound influence on her musical development, as well as that of her husband, Dmitry Smirnov, as the father of my art. Another important acquaintance for her, and for a number of the leading Russian composers, was the Webern pupil Philip Hershkovitz. He introduced the young Russian composers to the masters of the Second Viennese School, who had been either unknown or condemned in the Soviet Union until then. Yelena Firsova is now an established figure at international festivals of contemporary music. She and her husband have been living in England since 1990. We're going to hear Yelena Firsova's Suite for Viola Solo, Opus 2. Here is what the composer says about this piece. I wrote this work in the summer of 1967. I was then 17 and had just completed my first year at the Moscow Music College. Since there were no classes during the summer, I wrote the work completely on my own. My ideas about new music, however, were limited back then to Prokofiev, Shostakovich, and Hindemith. I still hadn't even heard the names of Schoenberg and Berg and Webern. The suite has four movements. The last is a kind of varied recapitulation of the first movement. The two middle movements, Andante and Allegretto and Scherzo, were inspired by a poem by Heinrich Heine in which he describes a horrible nightmare. And now, Suite for Viola Solo, Opus 2, by Yelena Firsova. The violist is Thomas Open.